time for me to be joined once more by Margaret Mills. So good afternoon, Margaret. And what's your subject this week?
Good afternoon, Scott. Yeah, this week I'm going to be looking at a wedding reception with a difference.
Right. Tell me more.
Well, the wedding reception in question, if anybody wanted to have their wedding reception at Matching Green, mm-hmm. they're adjoining the church at Matching Green, is this wonderful Tudor building built, we're told, probably around about 1480. And it was built by a local benefactor, a gentleman with the wonderful name of William Chimney.
William Chimney?
William Chimney. And William Chimney built this building as a venue for wedding receptions.
Right.
For the local village people. You could have your wedding breakfast in the wedding reception room adjoining the church. Mm-hmm. So perhaps the earliest example of a purpose-built function room.
Indeed.
And it was used for village weddings. We're told the last wedding reception held there was in 1936. Yes. I think after 1936 they decided the facilities were a bit primitive.
Fair
coming
enough.
Into the modern times. Brides and bridegrooms wanted something a bit more elaborate, but it's still the wedding room. It's known to some as the wedding room. It's known to others as the wedding feast room, but it's still there and it's still very much being used. I mean, today it's used for village things like coffee mornings and bazaars and yeah. fetes and all sorts of functions like this. But very interesting feature of Matching Green, and it has been dated to the latter part of the 1400s. Might also mention that Matching Green, of course, has two other claims to fame. One is that it was during the Second World War nicknamed an American colony mm-hmm. because there was an American Air Force base stationed there,
yeah.
as there was in so much of Essex. And its other claim to fame is that the Church of St Mary's, the village church, was renovated in the 19th century by an architect called Arthur Blomfield,
mm-hmm.
who is known to have employed Thomas Hardy, the author.
Well, well, well.
Who was an architect before he became a serious writer.
Well, I'm assuming that, as you see, room is still used.
It is.
Although it was built by Mr. Chimney, that they still don't allow smoking there. Sorry about that.
No. That's, yes. We'll move swiftly on.
Perhaps we should. So what are you going to be looking at next week?
I'm going back to the water theme that I mentioned a while back. And this time I'm asking the question, was there a holy well in Valentine's Park at Ilford?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.